think we need to have a chat. I was talking to Jake this morning. You guys are kind of friends, right? Best friend, whatever. Did you tell him that we were dating? Why would you do that? We're just friends, you know that, right? What are you on about? No, we are not dating. I am not your girlfriend. When we hang out, it's just as friends. I'm sorry if you got the wrong impression. Listen, I like you. I really do. It's just not in that way. What do you mean? What do I call it when you take me to dinner? I call that dinner. Gifts? Well, I love that you give me gifts. Take me shopping, carry my bags. It's all very sweet. You are a very generous friend. Don't get me wrong, I really appreciate all of that. How is that not dating? Well, let's see. Do we fuck? Well, I said, do we fuck? Right, we don't. I fuck my boyfriends. I kiss them. I let them touch me. I give them blowjobs. I even let them do other things. What things? Are you really sure you want to know? Because if you open this door, sweetie, you won't be able to close it. You know that, right? What door? Listen, it's no secret that you have feelings for me. And I guess it's no secret that I like you following me around like a little puppy dog. A little lovesick puppy. It's cute. Adorable. And when I'm bored or want to see a film or get some dinner, I can always call you and you. You drop everything just for a little bit of my attention. Do you think I haven't noticed? And if we're being really honest, I've encouraged it. I don't even know why. There is just something about you that brings it out in me. You know, I even sometimes wonder how far I could push it. How far I could push you. I'm not a mean person, you know that, right? I'm really not. But there is just something about you that just makes me want to be mean to you. It's like you just look at me and I just want to take advantage of you. What is that? Sometimes I just find myself wondering what is the most demeaning thing I could ask you to do. And the really, really fucked up thing is, not only do I think you would do it, I think you would actually enjoy it. Or am I wrong? No. No, you wouldn't do it, or no, I'm not wrong. I thought so. In fact, I suspect there's something you want to tell me. Isn't there? Well, don't get all shy on me now. Say it. Say those three little words. You know the ones. You what? You love me. Well, I love you too, in a way. As a friend, but just as a friend. You want more than that from me, though, don't you? I know. I've known for a while. I know you think you could hide it, but you are so obvious. So that's the door. And now it's open. Now I know. I mean, I've always known, but now you've said it. Out loud, and you can't take that back. You are in love with me. Don't deny it now. That's insulting. Tell me again. It's okay, honestly. I actually like hearing it. In fact, it feels really good. What girl doesn't want her own lovesick puppy? And what do you mean? No, no, no. That doesn't mean we're dating. It means something different. Totally different. What? Well, for starters, it means you are completely fucked. Because I know you would do anything to please me, won't you? If I told you to kneel down and kiss my foot, I bet you'd do it. Wouldn't you? I said, wouldn't you? Really? Prove it. Do it. Now. You do realise how pathetic that was, don't you? Do you think Jake would do something like that? No. No, he wouldn't. Not a chance. Which brings me to the next thing we need to talk about. Maybe you can help me out. Oh, really? Anything? Well, as much as I hate the idea of squandering such a generous offer, I just need some advice. That, and well, for you to call Jake and let him know that we are definitely, definitely, definitely not dating. Well? Yes, right now. I want to hear you say it. I want to listen. And to be honest, I just want to see the expression on your face while you tell him. In fact, I would really like it if you explained to him that we really are just friends. And tell him that you are completely fine with him seeing me. Nothing too blatant. Just maybe encourage him a little bit. Oh, I don't know. Tell him that you think him and I would make a good match. Or that you think I would make him happy. Something like that. Go on. Dial his number on your phone and I'll listen. That was perfect. All a big misunderstanding. That was just mwah, perfect. I'm so glad that you see that now. Did he seem excited? Interested? Dish, puppy, dish. Really? Well, that is exciting. You know he's hot, don't you? That's one thing I can say for you, puppy. You hang out with some really hot guys. Now, tell me, how did that feel? Why do I ask? Well, because you look a little sad. Don't worry, we can still be friends. And you can still always be my lovesick little puppy. Like I said, I like it a lot. I've just had my eye on Jake for a while now, you know? I'm not sure, well, I've never told you before. I guess I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but does it hurt your feelings? Knowing that I want to date your hot friend. What was it you said? Your best friend. In fact, I would love to date a few of your friends. Who? Most of them, actually. Just, well, not you. Why not? Well, like I said, you really opened the door to this and now you can't close it. I won't let you, but I'll tell you what. Tell me that you love me again, and if I believe you, I will give you a reason as to why I would never date you. Doesn't that sound like fun, sweetie? Oh, okay. Now, that really wasn't very convincing, was it? I guess you don't really want to hear. Or maybe you don't really love me. So, never mind. What's that? You really, really do love me so much. Aww, now that sounded much better, puppy. So sweet. I could actually really hear it in your voice that time. That felt good, puppy. Aww, you look like you're about to cry. Are you going to cry, puppy? It's okay. You can cry if you want. It won't upset me. Okay, well, fair is fair. So, dating you. The thing is, I like Jake, and honestly, most of the men you hang out with, it's their confidence. I like the way they carry themselves. I like the fact that when I am around them, oh, there's no question who is in control. They make me feel small and dainty. Like I want them to take care of me. And you don't have that, do you? No. You know what? You are more like a girlfriend. I was going to say like and equal, but you aren't even that. You are kind of pathetic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but it isn't a bad thing. Maybe pathetic is too strong of a word. It's why I think of you like a puppy. It's its own kind of adorable, but it just isn't the kind of guy I want to date. You can understand that, right, puppy? What can you do differently? Well, oh, puppy, sweetie, nothing. It isn't something that you do, it's just what you are. You can't change that. But like I said, I like having my puppy. I'm never going to get rid of you. At least not anytime soon. But it is one of the reasons that I would never date you. You are puppy material, not boyfriend material. I know that's hard to hear, right? But puppy, we both know it's true, right? Look at me. I want to see your eyes. Good puppy. So, tell me. You and Jake hang out a lot together, right? You must go to the gym together. Sometimes, well, obviously. He goes a lot more than you do. He has a gorgeous body. Oh, those arms. I look at those arms and just think about how he could just toss me around, pin me down, do whatever he liked to me. Why are you squirming, puppy? So, the gym, tell me, you must have showered together, right? You've seen his, equipment. You know exactly what I mean. His cock, puppy. You've seen his cock, right? Well, puppy, tell me. Really? So what, 7 inches? 8 inches? Well, I know you've never measured it, but you must have some idea, right? Oh, I like men with decent-sized cocks. Not too big, but I like it when they make me feel full. Stretch me. See, puppy, if we were dating, you would know that. There's a lot you don't know about me. But you're going to learn now, because I really do want to tell you about all of my dates with guys. I have all my girlfriends to talk to, but it's different with them. I mean, I can share all the details. But in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking I don't want to say or share too much. You never know when they think about getting some of that for themselves, you know? But I don't have to worry about that with you, do I, puppy? Because you don't want to fuck Jake or suck his cock. I mean, you don't, do you, puppy? If you do, you can tell me. Okay, well, you can share with me too, puppy. Anything you like. So, tell me more about Jake. You must know the kind of girls he likes. Does he ever talk about sex? Things he likes in bed? Really? That's interesting. Never shuts up about it. Oh, puppy, you sound bitter, resentful. He's your best friend. You really should be more supportive. Blowjobs. That's kind of his thing, isn't it? Do you think I have nice lips, puppy? Really? Aw, that's so sweet. I've been told that I have blowjob lips. Is that what you think about when you look at me? Look at my lips moving. Thinking about them wrapping around your cock. You think about kissing them? Really? Gosh, that is so sweet, puppy. Kissing is one of my favourite things. Do you think Jake would like kissing me? I'm a really good kisser. I could do it all night long. Just kissing and making out like teenagers. Jake has nice lips too. What do you mean you've never noticed? Of course not, puppy. Puppy, would you like to kiss me? It's okay, you can tell me. Close your eyes. Hold still. Pucker up, puppy, and keep those eyes closed and... No, not today. Maybe someday I'll let you kiss me. But I just wanted to see you puckered up like that and waiting. So, hopefully, longingly. Aww, is my puppy sad now? No kisses. No kisses for puppy. I'm saving my lips for Jake. You do realise that, right? I mean, what if he knew that we had kissed? He might not then be as interested in me. I can't risk that now, can I? Now, give me your phone. Thank you. Mwah. There, puppy. You can look at my lips and think about kissing them. Now I'm going to make that your wallpaper and your lock screen. So every time you can look at your phone, you can think about kissing me. And me puckering up and telling you no. That should give you something new to masturbate to instead of my Instagram. How did I know? Well, I didn't. Well, at least not till now. I had my suspicions. In fact, for the last few months, I've posted a few images on purpose that I thought might give you some, shall we say, inspiration. I bet you look ridiculous when you do that. Do what? Jerk off. One of those guys who make those stupid faces. You know what, puppy? I want to know when you masturbate. That's humiliating. Why? Yes, I can see that. It is a little bit embarrassing. Guys like Jake don't need to masturbate, do they? They have plenty of girls to touch them, suck their cocks, and they can pretty much fuck whenever. Right? Now, when is the last time you had a girl fuck you, suck your cock? A while? Weeks? Months? Oh, puppy. A whole year. Please don't tell me you've been masturbating to my pictures for a whole year. Puppy, look at me. Now, did you ask me if you could do that? Look at me, puppy. Did you? No, you didn't. From now on, before you masturbate, I want you to text me and send me the picture you're going to masturbate to. And then, and only then, will I let you know if that's okay. Permission? I guess so, yes. You have to get my permission to masturbate. I don't care if that makes you uncomfortable. I think I have a right to know if you're going to be jerking off to my pictures. And I really, really think you should get my permission before you do it. Are you still in love with me, puppy? Oh, really? Well, you haven't told me in a while, and you know I like hearing it. Good puppy. Oh, puppy! It's Jake, hold on. Hello? Oh, hi Jake. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. How about you? Oh no, it was all just a big misunderstanding. Yeah, he's very sweet, isn't he? But between you and I would never date him. No, just friends. Yeah, I'm sure. Tonight? Well, I'm supposed to see some friends for drinks tonight. Really? Drinks at your place instead? Well, that does sound very tempting. I suppose I could let the girls know that something came up. Okay. Mm-hmm. 7 sounds good. Okay, great. Text me the address and I'll see you at 7. Would you like me to bring anything? Oh, Jake! Now you're making me blush. I'll see you tonight. Can't wait. Bye! Did you hear that, puppy? Drinks at his place. You know, I have just the dress to wear, but you know what? I really feel like I need some new lingerie. You must know the kind of things Jake likes, right? I would like it if you would take me shopping, puppy. You can pick out something you think he'd like. Sexy, slutty, something that sends all the right messages. And you're going to buy it for me too. I mean, it is for Jake, really, and he is your best friend, right? I'm just not sure what would make me look hot enough for him to want to fuck me. So, maybe you can help me out, puppy.